Hey there, this is Keith, the creator of the Pillow Talk Project, and for those of you who are not in the mood for reading today's post, I've decided to include an audio version. And whether today is a good day or a bad day, whether it's a day that you where you feel excited to be up and doing what you do, or where it was just a struggle, I'm hoping today's post really helps with that. So here we go. This post isn't for everyone, but it is for those who have dared to be different and suffered the consequences. Those rejected by strangers and the ones they love. Those beaten, bullied, persecuted, judged, and labeled wrong, broken, or simply not enough. The victims of conditional love. Those kicked out figuratively and literally. Those searching for love in all the wrong places. Those who fall short of everyone's expectations, even their own. Those looking to fill the void and heal. Those who hate the skin they're in. Those who know their worth. Those who put on a brave face and struggle on. Those with the bad habits but good hearts. Those who dare to dream of freedom in every sense. Those who are described in this post. Those who aren't. Recently, I was brought to tears. It caught me off guard because I'd forgotten that life could be a frustrating contradiction. I could work so hard to love and create safe spaces for others, but not be accepted by family and loved ones. That I could be someone people dare to open their hearts to, revealing their secrets, histories, and fears, but still feel helpless and hopeless when it came to helping those closest to me. That I could find the strength to be me fearlessly, but still fall short of the dreams and expectations my parents had for me. For so many years, I waged war against myself in the name of those considered more worthy or right. My family, my loved ones, my enemies. And during that same time, I dedicated myself to changing the world through teaching, leading, giving, learning, loving, and even feeling differently. I found and lost myself over and over again, sometimes on purpose, but mostly on accident. Like so many others, I just wanted to change the world, or at least my little slice of it. I was taught to believe that if I worked harder and became smarter, more beautiful, famous, sexier, braver, and everything that involved being more than what I already am, I'd find happiness. That I would somehow figure out a way to silence the voice in my head that says, "You're not enough." I've tried and I'm still trying, even though most of the time it doesn't feel like it's working. Recently, I was brought to tears. It caught me off guard because I'd forgotten that life could be a beautiful contradiction. I could not be accepted by family and loved ones, but love freely and create safe spaces for others. I could feel hopeless and helpless when it came to helping those closest to me, but be someone people dared to open their hearts to, revealing their secrets, histories, and fears to. I could fall short of the dreams and expectations my parents had for me, but still find the strength to be me fearlessly. For so many years, I waged war against myself in the name of those considered more worthy. Right, my family, loved ones, enemies. But during that same time, I also dedicated myself to feeling, loving, learning, giving, leading, and teaching differently. I found and lost myself over and over again, mostly on accident and sometimes on purpose. Like so many others, I just wanted to change the world, or at least my little slice of it. I was taught to believe that if I worked harder and became smarter, more beautiful, famous, sexier, braver, and everything that involved being more than what I already am, I'd find happiness. That I would somehow figure out a way to silence the voice in my head that says, "You're not enough." Even though most of the time, it doesn't feel like it's worthy. I've tried, and I'm still trying. This post is for everyone. For those who are described in this post, for those who aren't, those who dare to dream of freedom in every sense, those with bad habits but good hearts, those who have given up, those who put up a brave face and struggle on, those who know their worth, those who hate the skin they're in, those looking to fill the void and heal, those who fall short of everyone's expectations, even their own, those searching for love in all the wrong places, those kicked out figuratively and literally, the victims of conditional love, those beaten, bullied, persecuted, judged, and labeled wrong, broken, or simply not enough, those rejected by strangers and the ones they love most, those who have dared to be different and suffered the consequences. Yes, recently I was brought to tears, and despite the pain and disappointment, I realized it was and will always be okay, because I am enough, just like you. So when you have the moments where you are in the pits, bored to tears, and life feels like shit on top of shit on top of shit, just know that you're not alone. And even though you may be crying by yourself, we're crying together. I hope that was enough to help you lift your spirits or just provide you with a really beautiful perspective for your day. And I look forward to seeing you, hearing from you on the Pillow Talk Project. Have a great day. Stay woke, stay full, and stay fearless.